This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout out goes to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the snowplow drivers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and construction workers, too. And let's not forget the bulk mail centers and the drivers hauling the mail back and forth across the country right now. We appreciate what you do keeping America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I guess we'll start with the fact that the president yesterday said he's going to have to call up, activate more reservists, more National Guardsmen, whatever, and put them along the border with Mexico because they are being absolutely overwhelmed in every sense of the word down there on the southern border.
Yeah, they are.
So where do we go next, Chief?
Well, I mean, we can't handle this volume. I mean, we just can't. So we have until, I think, tomorrow to get back to that Judge Seaborg who put a block on the, send them back to Mexico while I wait for their asylum hearing deal or case to be. I would be challenging these things in court just because the court said that we can only hold them 20 days. Mm-hmm. I'd be going back to the court and be challenging that 20 days again.
Sure. And it's just getting to the point to where, and there's been bodies that have shown up in the desert for years, but now it's showing up a lot closer to some of the ranchers' houses, and they can't do anything about it. They go out there, the vultures are flying overhead, and there's somebody lying out there in the field somewhere with the cattle.
That's right. I've interviewed two or three ranchers in the last couple of years. And, you know, the other thing that's rather interesting is they are forbidden to actually arm themselves, if they have to take, they don't know if these people are armed or, if they have some kind of danger to them that these ranchers can protect themselves.
Well,
it's a mess.
There is a paramilitary group, a little militia group. It's six retirees, all in their 70s, that have fanned out along the El Paso West area of New Mexico, where there's a lot of very porous areas, and they're actually camped out on at the request of some of these ranchers. They are, in fact, armed, but what they are doing is apparently calling in to the Border Patrol. They see people moving in such and such a direction, and they give them a location of where they can go and they can intercept them.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there's more of that starting to show up now along the border. Civilians doing it for nothing. They're militias. They are armed because they want to protect themselves in case they run into something where they have to defend themselves.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, moving along, We have the wreckage that was spotted, apparently, of the F-35A Japanese Air Force plane that went into the, was it the Sea of Japan?
Yeah, they were doing a training exercise. They had lost contact. Apparently, the pilot had radio in that something was necessarily wrong, and then they lost all contact. So there has been a panic since Tuesday when this happened that we needed to get that, our hands back on that plane. So we sent in the, Poseidon, which is one of our better tracking aircraft. We did apparently, we or Japan or somebody in cadence with Japan, we located, the wreckage. It hasn't been recovered yet, but we have not located the pilot.
Okay. And more than likely, he's probably, deceased. Just have to assume that, unless maybe they got lucky, maybe he's floating around somewhere. But anyway, oh, I just see what you just sent me. Yeah, okay. We'll tease that when we for when we come back. You know, our Attorney General and our Treasury Secretary yesterday were sitting in front of Congress. Attorney General Barr dropped a bombshell. I'm going to play part of the clip, the audio, what he said there. Maxine Walters and Steve Mnuchin got into it. She is absolutely, in my terms, the way I think, the more I hear about her, I believe she's a moron. That's just my opinion.
She's been on the Finance Committee for quite some time. So just being a chair is a new job for her, but she's been on the committee.
Yep.
So she has the CEOs of all these banks there, and she's wanting to break them up. She put that threat out there when she was going to take over the chairmanship.
Yep.
And so then she started asking each of these CEOs about what they're doing with student loans. Well, the first one she called on said, we quit doing student loans in 2006. And then she said, okay, so then he went to the next CEO, Mr. Such and Such, what about you? We quit doing them in, 2009. Okay, Mr. Such and Such, what about you? We quit doing them in 2012. Well, the reason is because under the Obama administration, they took away the student loans from the bankings and they essentially brought it into government.
Yes, they did.
No banks do it. She doesn't even know that, and she's been on the committee all this time.
Yep.
So she is a moron.
Yep, absolutely. Hold that thought, okay? And folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, including Attorney General Barr, what he said yesterday. And oh, by the way, vaccinations needed in New York City. Some of the people there are saying, not with my child, and they're saying, well, then your child's not going to school. We'll talk about all that and more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at the USCCA, that is the United States Concealed Carry Association, because if you go over to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, you'll see that USCCA logo link right there. Click on that. You'll get a chance to win a free gun every day, free gun a day giveaway. You can click on it every day if you want, but also take a look at what becoming a member can do for you, because you can get, by joining and becoming a member, $474 of free stuff sent to you, and it is exactly what it says, as well as the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. Now, that award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, by itself, every month, you'll get stuff for hunting and fishing and camping and guns and whatnot, coupons that are in there, all that sort of thing to save you money on all the things that you like to do in terms of outdoor sports. So that's the USCCA logo link on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. We'll see you there. All right, Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
I've got about a minute of Senator Shaheen from New Hampshire opening up a can of worms, not expecting the answer she got from Attorney General Bill Barr. And I'm going to play it right now, and you kind of hear her like just stop in her tracks when he talks about what he talks about when he says there may have been spying going on against the Trump campaign. Here we go.
An investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. I wonder if you can share with this committee who's on that team, why you felt a need to form that kind of a team, and what you intend to be the scope of their investigation.
Yeah, as I said in my confirmation hearing, I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the Department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the Department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections, we want to make sure that I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which is the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government.
How about that? And she got very quiet.
Well, he was actually responding to her question, mm-hmm. and she used the word spying first.
That's right.
So he was responding to that. He went on to say, because there was more to that.
Oh yeah.
When there was silence.
Yep.
That you know, it was, call it what you want. If it's unauthorized surveillance or authorized surveillance, he wants to know what it was. And so then for the rest of the day, media absolutely went nuts. They just did. Because he was actually asked the question if spying was the right word, in one of the exchanges from a senator, and he said, "Well, you know, I don't know what connotation you want to give it, but it's a counterintelligence thing." Look, I don't really have a problem with doing surveillance. I mean, that's really what I want the FBI to be doing if they have indications that, you know, something nefarious is going on. But what you do is you give the heads up to the target. And nobody in the FBI went to anybody in the Trump operation and said, hey, we believe you are a target of Russian something or other. You know, they gave Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, a heads up I don't know how many times.
Mm-hmm.
That he was a target of, you know, Russian operatives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all things being fair, the media yesterday afternoon when they all went nuts, and they're still going nuts today.
They are. Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't put things in perspective.
No, they don't. And, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go to her website, sign up for her newsletters, and find out what it is that she's up to. Now, certainly, with the FBI officials and Dems and people in the Obama administration all surfacing again yesterday, making their comments. One of the Obama representatives, the former White House attorney, what's his name, Greg Craig?
Yep.
He is now concerned and believes he's about to be indicted in the,
right.
Yeah, in the Ukrainian case that I believe landed Manafort in jail for being an unregistered foreign agent.
Well, Greg Craig worked for, you know, a law firm, and the law firm was doing lobby work, foreign agent work for Ukraine, and he lied about it. The law firm lied about it. The law firm, I think, had to pay a fairly sizable fine. So you can't just put the whole law firm in prison or in jail, but you can on the representative, and he was a representative, and he was not a registered foreign agent. So, late yesterday afternoon, I put that out there that he expects to be indicted, and, you know, we shall watch and see what happens with this one, because remember General Michael Flynn.
Yeah.
He was a foreign agent, but he wasn't registered either. He had to go back and do it retroactively. So it's really the same condition, but Greg Craig got caught up, and he was caught because of the Paul Manafort case.
There's more and more talk about General Flynn being entrapped by the FBI and the DOJ. Are you hearing that?
Well, a lot of people are saying that, but let's not forget that, you know, I don't want the guy in any trouble either, but he was a foreign agent, and he didn't register. Remember, too, of Turkey. Remember that one?
Yep.
And then he had been paid by some Russian outlet, otherwise known as RT/Russia Today, that paid he and Jill Stein to go over to Moscow to some dinner, and he's sitting at the same table with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
He did not get authorization to do that from the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. This was after he had retired from the military, though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we need to qualify that, because obviously a sitting general could never do that without permission to go there as a civilian.
But true enough, but he, yeah. You know, because he still has security clearance, and because he, you know, is still under, I guess, management of the Pentagon at the time, even as a civilian, you still have to get permission.
Now, I don't know how mad you want to get, but the Democrats in New York State that run the New York State Assembly passed a bill signed by Governor Cuomo that offers free college for illegal aliens, but not the families of Gold Star killed in action soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Well, it's just as that's just an indication about how far some of these governors and state legislatures and whatnot are going to put illegals and, you know, selected people above just normal people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess just basic Americans that, you know, go through some kind of an event or some kind of victim issue, you know, it's subjective. And I guess they can sue. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but they did yesterday. The Republicans tried to counter by advancing a bill that would allow college tuition to be paid for the families of the fallen Gold Star soldiers, military heroes. And the Democrats absolutely shut them down and said no.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, New York, wake up. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Check out all of her articles at FoundersCode.com. Go there. Check out all the articles she writes. Sign up for her SitRep, daily SitRep. And you'll find out what she finds out about when she finds out about it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump wants to add to the 5,000 military troops already deployed at the U.S.-Mexico border. as he lets go of Kristian Nielsen and elevates the Customs and Border Protection Chief to serve as acting Homeland Security Secretary, President Trump says he's considering increasing the number of troops on the border.
I'm going to have to call up more military.
But as he spoke to donors in San Antonio, the president says he regrets the rules of engagement.
Because if they got a little rough, everybody would go crazy. So our military can't act like they would normally act or like, let's say, another military from another country would act.
Many in Washington were surprised when Attorney General William Barr told the Senate panel he believes the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016, and he said he'd look into it.
I think there's a spying did occur.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. I was over there yesterday, got a chance to meet some more young men and women that are becoming aviation maintenance techs, and it's really something to see the esprit de corps that they have over there and how strongly they feel about becoming an aviation maintenance mechanic tech is. Now, here's more, by the way, from National Aviation Academy, and then I'll be back to give you a little bit more information on top of this.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there are more students coming out of high school now that are starting to take advantage of the aviation maintenance tech course. And this is a good thing because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, check them out online at naa.edu. Go to either the Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston campus. Check them out. Take the tour. Or schedule an appointment for Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, and see what they're all about. I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. You're going to start out $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year based strictly on how hard you want to work. And if you do get a job with a company that will send you overseas, either as a foreign contractor working for a defense contractor or working for an international airline that would take you overseas, then you're going to get a lot more money, and you could very easily wind up with a six-figure salary right off the bat. So, the place to go, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and schedule a tour at one of the two locations. Again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, or check them out online at naa.edu. Tell them the captain sent you. It'll get you the white gloves treatment there for sure. And they are a great, great place for you to find your next job and your next career app. Now, you heard Denise and I talking about the fact that F-35A jet that went down in the Sea of Japan was located. Some of the wreckage was located, so they believe they know where the plane is. And they are definitely right now pursuing to recover the plane. They found some wreckage. No sign of the pilot. But they'll find out more about that when they find the plane, the fuselage, and they're able to bring it up. Now, a unit, an Army unit from the 101st Airborne, will soon deploy overseas with the latest night vision devices that can take troops from marksman to expert just by a flip of a switch. Now, an Armored Brigade combat team headed to South Korea later this year will take with them the Army's most advanced night vision optic, a binocular service that includes thermal imaging and connects to the soldier's weapon, with a camera and a sight picture that feeds into the goggle display, so they can line up and squeeze the trigger and poof. Now you see me, now you don't, and your target is acquired and gone. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, the Navy is saying that the Navy SEAL skipper is defending the restrictions placed upon the special warfare chief who was freed by Trump, namely special warfare operator, Chief Petty Officer Edward Eddie Gallagher, who freed him from the brig while the SEAL awaits a trial on war crimes charges. Now, his commanding officer has confined him to quarters, and quarters means just that, and he's imposed stiff regulations and restrictions upon his release, which President Trump is saying maybe that's just a little bit too strict. So I don't know what's going to happen there. We got the Navy and the commanding officer of this special warfare chief apparently in a little tiff, and we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Now, the Navy's new way to train students has started. It started on Monday. The Navy's massive training overhaul, which enters a new stage as the first of 51 revamped initial training pipelines, starts pushing sailors into the fleet, and we'll see how all that works out. We'll let you know more when we find out. By the way, we had to tell you about the Air Force legend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Dick Cole, last of the Doolittle Raiders, who died this week at 103. Last surviving member of the Doolittle Raiders, who, of course, during World War II, rallied the nation's spirit during the darkest days of World War II, 6 months after Pearl Harbor had been bombed. We took our fighters. They took off from a carrier deck, the Hornet, and they made their way to Japan and dropped bombs over Tokyo, which definitely was something that they said couldn't be done. We found a way to do it. So there you go. Now, The Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, and hello, Guam. We've got listeners over there now. Happy to hear from you. The Anderson Air Force Base in Guam has been fined by the territory's Environmental Protection Agency for using pool chlorination tabs that were classified as a pesticide to sanitize some of its drinking water. Goodness sakes, what were you people thinking? We'll see how that works out, too. By the way, the Air Force Reserve's logo will be placed in and around the cage during the MMA events starting now, as well as commercials at the venues. MMA has partnered with the Air Force Reserve, so you'll start seeing them around some of their events. And the U.S. Coast Guard in Port Angeles had to medevac a crew member from a freighter called the Great Fluency in the Strait of Juan de Fuca in Washington State, who had been overcome by some sort of fumes, cleaning stuff that he'd been using on board the ship. And they managed to get him off the ship and managed to get him transferred to shore. And again, another great job done by the Coast Guard. Now, the Air Force is revamping the inspection plan for the KC-46s, which is paving the way for deliveries to restart again. The next K-46 deliveries could occur as early as this coming week, next week. We'll see. Certainly, there are some on tap to come here to MacDill, my backyard, as well as other bases around the country that are listening to us right now. So that is indeed good news for you guys and gals to hear that. Also, Taiwan's plan to buy 66 F-16 Viper fighter jets from the U.S. is still on track. Now, this is as Beijing is right now sitting there wondering what to do next. Now, there are some reports saying that Washington wants to put the sale on hold pending trade negotiations with Beijing. We'll see. Obviously, Taiwan is saying, nope, we got the planes, we're going to take them. So we'll see what happens next. And Australia is buying weapons and decoys for F-35As and Super Hornets for use in densely contested environments. Australia is going to acquire a range of weapons and countermeasures, which is definitely going to change the scope of air warfare over some of the metropolitan areas if they have to fight one in Australia. That's what they're preparing for right now. And President Erdogan in Turkey said the delivery of the Russian S-400 missile defenses may be brought forward from July to a sooner date. Sticking to the purchase, which has put Turkey at odds with the United States, because the United States doesn't want to sell them their F-35s until they get rid of the Russian air defense system. We'll see how all that plays out. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Mixon Fruit Farms, the Groveside Cafe. Now, you know, we had the tea party 10th anniversary the other night, and I received a special award, and I want to thank the Tea Party folks very much for that. It was a lifetime achievement award, and again, I appreciate that. I value that, and it's going to be right up here in the wall of my studio for everybody to see. But I love that Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich. It's great! And I mean, I've had Cuban sandwiches out in Miami and Homestead and Hialeah in places where the Cubans are supposed to know how to make it. And I'll tell you what, never did I think in my wildest dreams that I would find Mixon's pressed Cuban to be the perfecto portion of a Cuban sandwich. And boy, is it. And the Mixon Groveside Cafe, open Monday through Sunday, 9 to 3. You can get your lunch there. You can order it. You can take it out. Mixon loves their local regulars. Skip the line. Call ahead, 941-748-5829. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Try that Cuban. You are going to love it, love it, love it. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street, is with us. Did I make you hungry?
Yeah, I like a good Cuban sandwich. There's no doubt about
that.
Oh,
God, it's fantastic there. Listen, Bernie Sanders comes out and alienates the whole world yesterday. This was what he had to say It's just a little short clip, so I'm going to play this. And this is how he started out about his health care.
Bernie Sanders plans a big announcement tomorrow. The Democratic presidential candidate will introduce what he believes is a path to health care for everyone, often called Medicare for All. Ed O'Keefe spoke to him today.
There are some estimates that say this could cost maybe $10 to $15 trillion over the next decade. Others, it's
no. It's not a cost. No one thinks it costs. Look, we're spending $3.5 trillion right now. We are spending twice as much per capita on health care as any other nation. What our system does is get rid of insurance companies and drug companies making billions of dollars in profit every single year.
And what happens to those insurance companies after your plan is implemented?
If you want cosmetic surgery, we under Medicare for All, we cover all basic health care needs. I suppose if you want to make yourself look a little bit more beautiful, you want to work on that nose, your ears, they can do that.
But so basically Blue Cross Blue Shield would be reduced to nose jobs?
Something like that, yeah.
Now, I've got an article here in front of me that says $32 trillion or more is the price tag for the socialist takeover of Medicare for All.
I'll take the or more because it's going to be or more. It is what it is, unless, of course, which I think inevitably would have to happen, you're going to have to start rationing healthcare, which, you know, they're just not going to be enough, what everybody's used to, and when they're going, it's going to be not what everybody expects it to be. What I find fascinating about Bernie Sanders is the fact that his home state of Vermont wanted to do it, and they nixed it because it was too expensive.
Sure.
You can't pull off a healthcare system for all in Vermont, and you think you're going to do it for the entire country. I've been making a suggestion here on my radio program and kind of upset that nobody actually runs with it out there in Washington, D.C. Why don't we try all of these far-flung left-wing ideas? We'll just try them in blue states. Do a small state, pick Vermont or Rhode Island, and then pick a large state like California. If you guys can make them run there all by yourself, I tell you what, we'll run it for the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. But you can't, and you won't. That's what the founding fathers wanted us to do. They wanted states to be little laboratories. You can try various different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
California as well was thinking about running a healthcare system for all until they took a look at the cost. I have a list of taxes here that Bernie has proposed.
I can't wait to hear this one.
You got a 4% employee payroll tax. So as an employee, you're going to be paying 4% more on your FICA taxes.
Okay.
The employer is going to be paying an additional 7% payroll tax. You're going to all the health insurance companies are going to go away. There's going to be no deduction for health care.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get rid of also health savings accounts. Get rid of all of those. There's going to be a 7% top tax bracket for ordinary income and capital gains.
Mm-hmm.
This top 70% rate for ordinary income and capital gains, it would be for above $10 million is where they want to put it. 77% death tax. The 77% would be taken for any estate that is $3.5 million starts with a 45% rate, goes as high as 77%.
Wow.
A wealth tax, an annual wealth tax, 1% kicking in at above $21 million. There's going to be a wealth tax, small businesses. There's going to be a self-employment tax as well. That's going to be going up. So it's going to be tax, 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 tax. And I tell you what, it's not going to be enough.
Well, I still remember April of 2010 when Obamacare came in. I remember that all the things they told us, that we'd be able to keep our plan, keep our doctor, expect to see large savings in their premiums. And here's what we found out were the lies right off the bat. Now, 5 million Americans were told their health care plans were going to be canceled the first year of Obamacare. Average individual market premiums more than doubled from 2013 to 2017. Average premiums on the federal exchange rose by $2,600 from 2016 to 2017 alone. And even President Obama himself later admitted that families would have to make choices to keep their doctors. All lies. Why should we believe Sanders with this one?
Even those numbers that you give out aren't, because if you talk about average, you know, and you can't even use averages. What about the people that are really paying more? I mean, I go back prior to Obamacare, when I had my high deductible health insurance with health savings account, my deductible plus my premium was a little over $10,000 a year for my family of five. Family of five.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if I put those things together, I put my premium and also my deductible together, it's over $30,000. So that's just the reality. I mean, it's over $20,000 out-of-pocket cost before my insurance actually kicks in prior to Obamacare and what I have to do today.
Now, we have some really good news out there. U.S. crude oil production now at more than 12 million barrels a day, surpassing both Saudi Arabia and Russia. It seems to be providing the administration a little bit more leeway in targeting sanctions of the oil producers such as Iran and Venezuela without fearing a spike in oil prices. But what happened down here yesterday and the day before, Chris? Oil and gasoline prices went back up 10 to 15 cents a gallon.
I've seen the prices come up a little bit. I don't know if it's having to do with changeover to different blends as we're getting close to spring and summertime. It might have something to do with that. I haven't really paid that close attention to it.
I haven't either, but it's kind of odd. But then again, the last time they raised it 20 cents, 7 days later, they dropped it 14.
Yeah, it's like I said, I'm not sure that the reasoning by it. I've been paying that close attention to the oil markets.
How about Uber? Do you Uber it at all?
Yeah, I've used the service.
Well, Uber is seeking about $10 billion with an IPO that they're about to introduce. I think they're introducing it today, their initial offering on the stock market, Uber Technologies. I don't know what the symbol is.
I don't think it's going public today. I think they're going to start rolling out maybe their prospectus and their some of the internal numbers are. I think that they were planning towards May when it was actually going to go public. I wouldn't touch those things with a 10-foot pole.
It says that Uber Technologies decided it will seek to sell around $10 billion worth of stock in its initial public offering and will make public the registration of the offering on Thursday, people familiar with the matter said.
Yeah, the registration, that's the prospectus that everybody has to have before they get it. So basically, you'll be able to take a look at the internal numbers of Uber, because it's been a private company. Nobody's been able to see it yet. They're hoping to go public within the next month.
What is going on with a New York hedge fund that's accusing a Czech billionaire of a $1 billion fraud? Do you know anything about that up there in New York?
There's always frauds and problems with some of these hedge funds, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I'm not either. It doesn't say. It was just a headline that just popped across the financial news here.
Yeah, so, probably. I have to go take a look and see. I'm not sure.
All right. And by the way, did you hear what AOC said yesterday in the congressional hearing?
What about the jump and turnstiles? Is that the thing?
No, the bank executive. She said, should more have you gone to jail?
She's a bit of a populist there. And I think she was complaining, I think, originally saying that the people in her district go to jail for jump and turnstiles and they
yep.
didn't or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have a great show.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. You can hear him on my local sister station, Tampa Bay, AM 1380 The Biz. But for information on how to hear him around the country, go to thewatchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, I'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.